This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. $49 million of federal tax money is coming to Wisconsin for the regional technology hub that President Joe Biden announced last fall. Specifically, the money will go towards biohealth initiatives that involve the Medical College of Wisconsin, technical colleges, UW-Madison, private companies, and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Lisa Johnson heads the nonprofit trade association, BioForward Wisconsin. She says some of the money will help additional development of what's called personalized medicine.
There's all types now of pathways of treating, let's say, cancer with diseases, where it could be cell and gene therapy based on that genetic profile. What's the best? Maybe that's the best approach. This theranostics, where you're combining the therapy and diagnostics with imaging, more targeted approaches. And we have key companies in this state. They're called radiotherapies that deliver very targeted treatments to a patient.
Missy Hughes of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation says the federal money is expected to pay big dividends in the state.
The economic impact is estimated to be somewhere in the realm of $9 billion over the next 10 years. We're looking at adding about 30,000 direct jobs, 110,000 indirect jobs. That's on top of the 52,000 people that already work in this industry. We're looking at jobs that will have an average wage of $96,000, which is 70% higher than the statewide average.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says the Wisconsin Tech Hub is one of 12 around the U.S. selected for this round of funding. The money comes from the CHIPS and Science Act that the Democrats supported as a way for the U.S. biotech industry to better compete globally. Baldwin and President Biden are in the midst of re-election bids this year. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.